There's someone here written as Game Face. Is that a real person?
Yeah, Game Face. Yes. Call him up the right way.
I'm not sure what that would be.
You think you're Game Face, you gotta say a whole thing.
Free Game Face.
Free Game Face.
What an introduction to live up to. Alright, so my name is Kareem Gangface Hall. I'm a member of a crew called the Unfuckable. A couple of us are in the room right now. I write poetry. Obviously, I don't have a fucking guitar. I got a poem that I wrote last night, or 2 nights ago.
Woo!
Alright, this is an old friend of mine asked me, he's also a poet, and he asked me to write a collaboration poem with him. And I wrote the poem a few months ago, but I didn't like it. And it's, ironically enough, I wrote it on my cell phone. And then the incident that I speak about in this revision of the poem happened where I lost it. And I decided to, you know, write it again when I had the chance. So, just listen. Yours is a story I can probably quote right back to you in first person. It seemed like my homie Bill only felt the need to visit my ass around about that time of the month when my pockets is worse hurting. Got me searching for damn near any bit of change anybody can spare, and I'm working at this 9 to 5, but Lord have mercy, I don't hate this job, so this 9 to 5 ain't worth it. Make you wanna holler, don't it? Make you wanna do what you gotta do to get at a dollar, don't it? Make you wanna go straight for the lightning rod and put somebody else's life in jeopardy. But we can't answer in the form of all the questions formed against us and against us in order to make it alone in this long road home. It's like the troll patrolling the bridge between here and just getting by ain't letting it. Neither one of us can see in the morning, huh? Can't get our eyes open wide enough to tell them the weather. Can't keep our hands wrapped around something long enough to get it together. And you and me ain't tight like we used to be, so it's safe to say that we ain't getting it together, huh? But between us resides a mutual feeling of loneliness, and I seem to know it all too well. I can tell you too many stories of how sometimes they love you, and sometimes they hate you. Sometimes they leave you loose to fend for yourself in this world, but sometimes in April, they just glad you came. I understand where you coming from, black man, cause I've been there before, we one and the same. Been called the nigga that broke the camel's back so many times, I started to think it was actually my name. You gotta learn to be easy, let it go. Let the heavens know that never see me coming if you had to. Let them know that I went out both feet planted on the ground and I'ma be out. And if my face should ever grace a rest in peace t-shirt, please tell them at gunpoint if you have to select the type of picture of myself that I might actually like. Tell my brother he got to paint no Philly in his finest colors without me. Tell my partner to rock that miss me when I'm going join everywhere he performs so my adoring audience can never find themselves forgetting about me. And at this point, that's all I can ask from you, brother, and I'm good, good brother, it's all good. Be easy, let it go. But before I let you go, let me know that every crumb you snatch is going towards feeding your kids, or at least keeping the light switches working in your mama's crib. I know it sounds like I'm reaching for excuses for why you did what you did, but you probably just got weeded, so be it. If you needed it, then it is what it is, and we still can't see in the evening, huh? So we open our ears to believe only half of what they say. Some fall under the pressure, some seize the day by the neck, squeeze it away. Till we ran out of reasons to pray, so we started praying on each other. Said I had 5 seconds to run over every penny I had, and you would gladly take my life instead, but I still love you, brother. You couldn't take that from me at gunpoint. Go forth, wave a soldier, and squeeze every trigger you got until your fingers fall off. Excuse me. Go forth, wave a soldier, and squeeze every trigger you got until your fingers fall off. Brother, oh. Alright, excuse me. Go forth, wayward soldier, and squeeze every trigger you got until your fingers fall off, brother. And it's all good, good brother. So long as in the end you can tell me that you understand, then I never ever ran from a Ku Klux Klan, and I'm never going to run from a black man. Because that's, alright, that's that poem. And basically, like, it's a true story. Like, immediately after the guy stuck me up, 2 o'clock in the morning on my way home from work, I realized that I was just getting off of work and he was just going to work. You know what I'm saying? And I guess I empathized with my attacker, so to speak. I wasn't mad at him, as long as I'm glad he didn't pull that trigger, Then I would have been pissed the fuck off, but. But after that, you know, he got me for a few dollars and my physical possessions, but he left me with my life, and I was happy. I don't want to, like, a lot of my poems come from true stories. You'll really much hear my life unfold if you listen to my poetry. This one's not so much so, but it still is. This one is called Ring. I would be the asshole. It's fair, yo. Fair, everybody says hi. As you can hear, I'm more serious.
Fire club.
Baby, I'm on stage. Yes, baby, I'm on stage. I'm sorry. My time is running short. Hopefully you get this piece is kind of long, so hopefully you get in. So, all right, but I gotta go, okay? All right. Okay. Alright, here's this poem. So Lil Wayne told me to make it rain. I ain't have enough cash, so I threw up some change. You should have seen the face of suspense on them. I had them ducking and dodging like I'm dropping too much sense on them. But this game to be told, not sold. By one of them old Western gunslingers that strictly spit sickly. I'm a lion in this concrete jungle, giving out favors to anybody wanna rumble with the urban griot who de-lock his tone to allow your eardrum to come live. And bear witness to the making of the system, I'm live. And direct from the city of the microphone, express check cash on one. Two for the money, get busy. See Fat Boy on his grizzly. You dig me? I'm in the aftermath of the undertow, trying to find out where all the pieces go, trying to find a way to explain to my unborn youth exactly what it takes to make this world go around. And in the very next cigarette smoke short in breath, I'm asking them to forgive me for all of the things that I just don't know. And I feel for those who make their homes in the middle of war zones, cause I know how it goes. Well, you don't give a fuck what type of pill holds the future behold. Cause every day your life like a potty cat set to explode. And behind every broken heart lies a story just crying out loud to be told. Of how we live in a world the way with souls whose sole aspiration in life is to never die alone on the one-way road. And with a thousand-yard stare, I'm here to educate this world at a glance. I'm like that voice from nowhere, speaking to all of the people who hate to learn anything new, but can't stand all the things that they can't understand. When God bless me with this plan in the mind of a thinking man, so it's my job to build with it. When this shit hit the windmill, somebody got to roll up their sleeves and deal with it. I'm either the people's champ or the public's enemy with this ether, but I'm always real with it. And I'm man enough to admit it, especially when every now and again I find myself pulling back tears. When I get them phone calls from my little brother, cause I know that in the next 5 minutes he finna tell me he loved me more than he ever did in the past 20 some odd years. So you damn right I write poems about the hood. And they can call me all the cliches they want to, but at least you know what it's hitting for when I step to the stage every Wednesdays, every Thursdays, every second and third Fridays. It's like crucial, I reach into the open mic list and pull the pins from a handful of hand grenades and I detonate with the pride and prejudice of one of them runaway slaves. And my voice box is weapons grade. I came here to rave for the rich, for the poor, for those who stood up and decided they weren't taking this shit no more. For the dearly beloved of the dearly departed who will tell you how a revolution starts at the bottom of a broken heart. What the type of love you run into a burning building for. And this is the type of love you run into a burning building for. And I'm from the valley of the rolling stones where broken backs mark the trails of broken homes. And mothers work fingers to the bare their bones to pay off the loans that our fathers left us when we never had no car to set, we just caught a track. That's when the cops came through to repossess us. But at the speed of thought, we fought back for our own reason. Practicing the witchman craft of hate poems and love songs under the disguise of changing seasons. However, as in the weather of my heart be beating where the battles are won. And you'll find my love going to war for your honor. I'm an army of one. And I'm armed to the tooth by the way you and the way we. Baby, your love is the avenue where hustlers go to drown their sorrows in the game of truth or dare. And I outright dare any man to go and not recognize the truth of how your love hurts like heaven. Or falling from the heavens with clipped wings and no parachute, so I took your pen. Wrote you this poem on the lips of the wind. Signed it, sealed it, kissed it goodbye. Till tomorrow to cry for me rivers of tears. And I will drown in the dry and the brown of your eyes. While this other guy is disrespected, I came to teach everybody a lesson. Like before they wake up in the morning and count some worldly possessions, count your blessings. Recognize each day as the first day of the rest of your lives, and that when the drama arises, we can walk on by. Keep stepping. See, I'm a progressive type poet. I keep shit moving in a positive direction, and I came here to rave. Thank you.
Jewish school, and we had a teacher that told us, like, all the kids in sixth grade. Remember Steve Stroyman?
Oh my God, Rabbi!
He was telling us, yeah. He told us that he made friends with a guy who tried to rob him, but his strategy was to ask the guy if he knows his mother, and that supposedly throws the guy off for like just 1 second, which is technically all you need to, you know, turn the situation around. So, okay, Scribbly, if I call on you, will you read, or, you know, should I just skip over
here? I'm waiting for this young lady to get here so she can record our performance, but...
I'm recording.
Who's going to record me?
Grace.
It's recording right now. Make sure I get this fucking footage, please. Thank you very much.
It's audio.
Oh, no, that's not going to do. There she is. Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, the lady from the phone, Miss Faye Waters. Is fucking here. Michelle, do you mind if I get a cup of water, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Hi guys. How are you? It's good to see you all here. I'm glad that you're here, and I'm glad that this event has taken somewhat of an organic turn. Lots of spontaneous things are happening, and I'm talking about a lot of things going on in my pants. How you doing, Ollie? You all right?
Yeah.
Good over there. All right, I have this beer. I'm going to put it down and say some things, but I'm going to bring my friend Reem back up here. We are a group called the Mudslinger and the Gunslinger, and we're going to do some pieces that we just started performing together. The lovely Faye Waters. And one more thing I want to say, a big, big hug and shout out to my good friend back there. These are her leg warmers that I'm wearing on my arms. I just asked her for them and she said, hey, how can I not give them to a good looking guy like you?
That is a lie.
That's all right. We don't need the microphones, ladies and gentlemen. What are we going to do first? Great stuff. All right, cool.